This is Sound Ideas. In the studio today are Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner and Ward 4 Alderman Amelia Burgess. Let's talk about the Coliseum, which I'm sure I will accidentally call it the Coliseum a number of times today. It is now known as Grossinger Motors Arena.
We flip back and forth on that, too.
Okay. The facility experienced an operating loss of almost $674,000 in the past year. So, Terry, what are your goals for this facility financially? And then, Amelia, if you can jump in, and your goals for the arena as well. And can VenueWorks reach these goals?
Well, it would be nice to break even in terms of the operating costs. We knew this year that that was not going to happen because there are a lot of transition costs and there were capital things that we needed to spend money on. We also knew that we did not have naming rights. That in and of itself would take $175,000, for example, off the table. So certainly that would be important. One of the things that I drove home last night, because I continue to hear this, is problems with concessions, that the lines are way too long. And as I have joked, you know, if somebody wants to come to the Coliseum and pay way too much for beer, we need to have somebody there to take their money. And so, and I realize that there are some perhaps issues where chip cards are a little more or slower than cash or whatever, but we don't need excuses. We need results. We need answers, especially since this involves a considerable amount of money. So my goal would be to get us to break even in terms of the operating costs. But let's also be clear that the impact of the Coliseum since its inception has been about $150 million to the community. So often we only focus on the cost side. We should also recognize the benefit side, the asset side of the ledger.
Yeah. Amelia, what about you?
Yeah, and I think the mayor raises some very important points. Number one, we have to continue looking at that bigger picture, that the operating budget is not the only impact that this Coliseum has on our finances in the city of Bloomington, and that when we have full shows and we have these popular country bands coming in, we have people in downtown, they are buying things, they're spending money in our community, and that has a significant impact on our financial success as a city. But also, I think what we need to start doing is setting reasonable expectations. And these need to be based on data. They need to be set based on expectations from what we see in other communities. What can we achieve at the Coliseum? Let's set those reasonable expectations and let's start meeting them. Because the problem is we have never met the expectations that have been placed on the Coliseum. We need to define what those are, what they are realistically, and start meeting them. And I think that will help people feel more comfortable with the arena's presence in this community and to really start looking and focusing on that bigger picture.
And then one of the things is that if we have, and certainly I've been trying to not only advocate that, but obtain an anchor project across from the Coliseum, so they're not an island that's away from the core of downtown activity, then that'll certainly help them get more events. If they get more events, more people come downtown. There's less, you know, red ink for us to cover. So I think there are a lot of very possible, you know, strong advantages. And there's some serious interest in inventing and investing in the area south of the Coliseum in the Warehouse District, although that'll probably be downtown 2.0 or 3.0. There certainly seems to be some substantial amount of interest there. So 10 years from now, hopefully that entire area will be an engine of economic growth for the community.
I guess what role does the naming rights deal that we just made with Grossinger Motors, what does that play in the upcoming future health, financial health of the arena? How important is that?
Well, it's important for $175,000 a year. Amelia?
Yes, but it's also important from this whole notion that we're rebranding. We're starting fresh. We have a new management company. We have a new name. We have a new image. So we can really reset expectations here and really build excitement about having this within our community and all the benefits that it provides to us.
I think it's a great point. This is not your grandfather's Coliseum, right? This is the Grossinger Arena, and we're moving forward with VenueWorks.
So suite sales are lagging, too, after a rules change by VenueWorks. I think that was included in the report they delivered. What's your understanding of that issue, Terry?
Well, in the short run, I did ask a question about that, that they had changed policy. And in the short run, it has cost the bottom line. We're losing money. Now, they are arguing in the long run that these changes in policy will improve revenue, and we will see. And that's definitely something that I, and I'm sure the council and others, will be keeping a very close eye on. And if the deals of the past were more profitable, then we need to reinvestigate this.
Sure. So VenueWorks operates facilities across the Midwest. Are we seeing any economies of scale coming into play yet, where maybe they've booked acts at other facilities that they operate or own, and, you know, they actually get that act to come and make a stop at Bloomington too?
I think only in one situation, but we're early in the operations. They've really only taken over a little over a year ago, and it takes a long time to book gigs. But they do have several. They've had some people who go from Dayton, Ohio, and I know the mayor there actually very well. She speaks very highly of VenueWorks, to Racine, Wisconsin, and John Dickert, the mayor of Wisconsin, speaks very highly of VenueWorks. So, and they could come from to here, and then Des Moines, Iowa, where they also have a very strong reputation. You know, so it's possible that they could get more gigs that are a Midwest tour.
All right, so Amelia Burgess and Terry Renner, thank you for your time on Sound Ideas. Amelia Burgess is the city's Ward 4 alderman, and Terry Renner is 2 months into his second four-year term as Bloomington's mayor. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.